I guess we'll start. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2VAR. That's the right answer. Alrighty, good evening everyone. This is Gordon, W2 Tango Tango Tango. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. This net meets weekly at a frequency 146.955 MHz of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey, is a minus 600 offset to access it, and tone is 141.3, Bell is 141.3 hertz. This net is a little different than other nets in that it's really about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural arts and sciences that underlie our hobby, technology. It's also about what we've done with our hobby, what we aspire to do, things we can, and of course, things we never want to do, entertaining. In any case, we also can post for sale swap or wanted items. So before we start with the check-in process, I was wondering if there's a station who can take care of the logging of stations checking in. I'd appreciate that. As I am mobile, this is W2TTT looking logger.
W2JEKL log for.
Thank you, Don. Much obliged. Alrighty. Alrighty, so the way we check into this lovely net, pardon me, is we check in with our call sign, our name, and we indicate whether we have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And we ask for none of the above so that we can kind of track who's participating in the net or who could participate in the net, so we actually can tailor the net to your interests. Also, if you check in, we might be able to call upon you to tribute, and that happens from time to time. Really kind of disillusioned about the number of people who say they were listening, and then they, makes it like pulling teeth sometimes to get a topic going. So really appreciate it if you would check in if you're listening. So with no further ado, stations whose state, well actually let's start with W2JEK. What are your intentions, sir?
W2J.
Very good, Don. Thank you. And any other whiskey stations?
Yeah, good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, W2 Mark, and I'm just listening.
W-A-2-I-S-E with a comment.
Okay, we do this one at a time, so I doubled with somebody, so I heard the double and I unkeyed. Who is the station who followed Jim?
This is Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, with a short comment, so over.
Good evening, Bob, W-A-2-I-S-E. I got you have a comment. You also have a hum on your signal. Sounds like an AC power supply hum. Alrighty, any other whiskeys?
WE2R, Charlie, just listen.
Charlie, good evening, sir. WE2R. Kind of curious about your voting thing. I got a voting question for you, Melv, tonight. I have a question for you, so don't go far. About the NIAC. About the NIAC dot group too, so AM radio and such. Alrighty, we'll come back to you on that. Any other whiskeys?
WI2W.
Hello, Steve. What are your intentions?
Just listening tonight.
Very good, Steve. Are there any other whiskeys?
W2SE, no trust.
W2SE, Bruce, good evening to you. I got no traffic. Alrighty, any other whiskeys? Alrighty, let's go to the kilos.
KD2IVC, Manfred, comment.
Manfred, thank you. KD2, India Victor Charlie. Have you, Manfred, with a comment? Gotcha. Any other kilos?
K2, TRW, none of the above. Just listening.
evening, Kai. Welcome aboard. Alrighty, any other Kilo?
Pattern number 22, GM. Ball. No comments, just listening.
Okay, station with the perceptible French accent. Double somebody else, but you're going to go first. Try it again, please.
This is Paul, KD2EFJ. No comments, no questions, just listening.
Okay, Paul, merci, bonsoir. KD2 Echo, Foxtrot, Juliet, was it? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. All right, now who is the other station?
Having fun with you, Gordon. This is November Zulu 2 Kilowatt, Paul in Hillsdale, New Jersey. I'll check in, no comments.
Thank you, Paul. NZ2K. Got you. I guess we're doing Novembers. Any other kilos, real quick? Okay, any other Novembers?
This is David, N8MAR. Good evening, Gordon, in the net. No questions, no comments, just listening.
Good God, David, what is your radio? It's perfect. It's awesome, the audio.
Azu FT897 with a Heil mic.
All right, I have to ask, which Heil mic and cartridge?
I knew you were going to ask that. It's the cheap one, but I have to look it up. I don't remember the number.
What, the HM10?
I think it is. It's a real short one. It's like a stubby, but I really need to look up the number. I don't remember.
Your audio is just unbelievably full, clear. I mean, Lord. I don't know. Maybe it's my ear, but that was the sweetest sounding audio. N8MAR. Thank you, David. Any other Novembers? Hey, David, when you get a chance, we'll call you.
N2OEL still here.
Hey, Noel, welcome aboard. Hey, Noel, text me anything you might need brought down from the house here that doesn't involve some form of license other than your radio license, okay?
I'm going north on Wednesday.
I wasn't sure if you're coming here, though. Alrighty. If anything you need brought down, let me know. Somehow arrange to get it. Alrighty. Any other Novembers or Alphas?
N2 NBR, just listening.
NBR. Don, good evening. Any other Novembers? Alright, and other than Noel on Echolink, are there any other stations on Echolink, which is the Foxtrot Juliet dash Lima Echolink? Alrighty, well then let's get to it. W2JEK, your ball, Don, KDAR.
Alright, KDAR in the net, W2JEK, good evening everybody. The thing on the KRL's website that the...
Okay, very good, Don. Thank you for that report. Yeah, I saw that myself. Boy, I was discouraging, to say the least. All right, are there any stations with comments or questions for Don regarding licensing or other regulatory issues, test sessions, etc.?
W2TTC, GW. Gordon, if you could put me down for a comment. I just thought of one. Back to net.
Sure, no problem, Kai. We have you down for a comment. All right, let's go to Manfred and see what his comment is, or question, maybe comment if I recall. KD2I, right, I think that's right, W2TTTK2BAR.
Good evening, all. Yes, KD2IVC. My comment is I have been in the process of constructing a 10-meter antenna for the 10-meter net that we hold on Monday nights, and I've been having trouble. I got this really nice big dipole up in a tree that can hear everything but the 10-meter net, so I decided I'd make a 10-meter extended double-zip dipole. And just about to finish it up, I was doing some tuning, and some of the tuning, it seemed like it needed the 4-to-1 balance that the drawings required, and I was trying to source that. Let me drop. I dropped long enough, but I found a source. Now, the source was great because it included the entire antenna for less than the price of a 4-to-1 balun. How is this possible? It's so frustrating. I want to make my own antenna. I want to acquire a nice balun that was going to meet the wattage requirements, yet I can buy the whole darn thing, fully constructed, waterproof, done, ready to hang, for less. Ouch. Help.
Okay, so let's do a quick reality check. Which model and manufacturer for your balun, and what were its specs, versus the manufacturer and model and specs of the fully assembled, ready to go. Now, the specs for the balun piece could be the same, but the devil will be in the details of how they produced it and where they produced it, and whether or not their mission is worth a damn. So, why don't you dish us a few more facts, man?
I don't know. They're weak on those details. They did say that it was a Amazon Prime posting for ready to hang 10 meter, and in one posting it was 300 watt capable. In another posting it was 1500 watt capable. So the same price, same name. So I'm guessing I would be very happy with just pushing 300 watts through it, which I think would be safe to do, but I don't have any details as far as the balun itself. It's very, it says it's a 4-to-1 current balun, and that's all they say. So, sorry, I don't have those details.
By virtue of the fact that you're seeing the same product advertised, two radically different specifications, same, I'll call it, part number, for the same price, does that send up a red flag for you?
Well, I went the worst case, 300 watts. I think that's plenty to join you guys on a Monday night. So, I was happy with that.
Well, it would make me suspicious of the product, period. And how much was the standalone balun that you were considering, $30?
Oh, no. A nice 4-to-1 current balun was between $50 and $126. So the entire assembled antenna with balun was like $33. So, help.
Okay. Let's for this. If I look for something like jets, something like a piece of garbage that will work. Jetstream 4-to-1 balun. That'd be entertaining. That's about as low ball as you can certainly get without going to total garbage. Let's see. K1 CRA web store. They're $28.75 for the voltage balun.
Comment?
I just want to find out what he wants first before we take the comment. So, do you want a voltage balun or a current balun?
The specs I found for the antenna I was trying to put together was a 4-to-1 current.
Okay. Well, that would certainly make a difference. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Manfred, this is WITW. The plans that I sent you for the 10-meter band extended doubles up call for a 450-ohm piece of window line, and then a one-to-one current balance, which you can put, you just use a few ferrite beads. So I don't know what design you're looking at for your extended double ZEP that requires a 4-to-1.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Bruce.
An FYI, a two-core Guanella Ballon using the 140 cores, with case, with banana plug, post, and with the BMA and some wire. That parts is about $15 in parts if you're cautious about where to buy things. It doesn't take long to assemble.
And the Jetstream 1-to-1 Ballon, that's good to HF, is $30. The 4-to-1 is $30. I mean, it's, go look at the RNL Electronics website just as it's starting. So that's a good start. So Manfred, I think you need to sort out which design you're playing with, because that the design that Steve gave you is much simpler, and frankly, it's more, sounds more familiar to me as to what I would build. I would build the double zap with the ladder line, and then terminate the ladder line with the ballon, bring coax in the rest of the way.
Gotcha. I need to check my facts, obviously. I think I've confused myself.
There you go. But it's a good thing. Bruce, did you have another comment?
Depending on the design, it's probably a current ballon, but I've been fiddling with two-core Guanella designs, and they'll easily do 200 to 300 watts with the 140 size cores. Like I say, it's only $15 in parts, and I happen to have a roll of wire around here that works just fine for them.
Yeah, so one suggestion would be to everybody post their solution Comtech group on Yahoo Groups. That would be a really, definitely a good idea. Much easier. So Comtech group, if you can't find it on Yahoo Groups, tell me and I'll add you. Not a problem. Alrighty, anybody else on this topic? Alrighty. Any last thoughts, Manfred?
Yeah, I need to get my act together. Thank you, guys. I'll get my facts together and my act, and I'll have probably better news next week.
I just want to make a comment about your audio as well. Your audio is pretty darn awesome, and what you may find is that it's a little punchier than Dave's was, but what I particularly liked about it was that had the yours has more of a utility for like operating on 5.2 or other simpler, really, really kind of what I call spriteful audio. Not quite as smooth, but it's not annoying, but it's really bright. It's got sufficient highs to be bright, so it's brightful. That's a really good, when I hear stat audio like that on 5.2, other places like that, I notice that it does wonders in punching through the noise, even with FM.
Thank you.
Alrighty. WA2ISC, Bob. You're the last one I have in my head, so I'll get the one after you from Don. So what can we do for you, Bob? K2BA.
K2BA, WA2ISC. Gordon, I think about 2 weeks ago, I passed time back then. A previous neighbor with IP number, which I didn't recognize. Gordon, so happened over.
No, Bob, I did not do it in my car. I would love to know what piece of an IP address or MAC address you saw. That would be lovely, and could you email that to me?
I think I emailed you a week ago. I don't know if you still have it. I don't have the information anymore. Over.
All right, I will go look. So, that would be very cool. I think it's your call sign that would probably show up. Yeah, sorry, let's see, I have, June 24th was the last email I have, let's see.
about right. Started with a 10, but I'm...
It helps me a lot because I can check to see if this IP address is what I have in my house.
Yeah, but I guess I don't...
That's right here. I got it. I apologize for not seeing that. Last couple of weeks have been very, very busy. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And you're on channel 917, right? You're on 917.
Yeah, 917. Just area code of New York.
Okay, might want to move that to 912, because I verified with Randy that's where everything else is.
912, I can take care of that pretty much right now. Over.
That's great, and I'll do the same at my house when I get inside right now. I'm running the net. But when I get a chance, I'll check that, and I have the address. 182 sounds very familiar, very, very good. So it was 9 hours, or almost 10 hours before you sent that email. That's very, very cool. Well, what happens? The rest, I guess, are all... bought from other nodes. All right, very good. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll set it to 912, and I...
Yeah, well, the only other station on 917 would be me, so it's highly likely, unless it's some sort of anomaly with the 900 meg node itself, it's likely to be me. That was pretty cool. We'll see what happens. All right, anybody else have any questions about mesh? All right, anything else from you, Bob?
I should say...
Yes, sir, 5 megs at 912, yes.
AIR, W82IC.
All right, that's super. Very good. All right, Don, who do we else do we have with questions or comments?
Mackay has a comment, over.
Then I have one for Charlie. Okay. Kai, K2TRW, K2BAR.
K2BAR. Just a comment. Not sure if folks saw the announcement. I think it was on the ARRL, either website or Facebook page, that AES will be closing month. What from there, or how critical the store is, about its long history, and are they just another online merchant back to that?
Yeah, they're definitely a victim of online merchants. They're very reputable. I was in their store about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was the one in near Cleveland in Wycliffe, and I was a little disappointed that I had remembered the Orlando store. Orlando store was pretty exciting. Kind of a bit of a letdown. It's their second largest store, and wasn't I guess part of the problem was I drove and drove and drove on local streets, you know, which are, you know, 6-lane, 8-lane highways, and I saw what was a lot of former industrial areas now are becoming strip malls and the like, and a lot of those were even unoccupied except for the most modern of them. I just saw, even though that's a fairly affluent area in northwest area of Cleveland in the suburbs, it was not what I expected it to be. It was appointment, and I said, "Gee, line, there you go." But yeah, between the online marketing, HRO, and a few other large organizations that have, really a cutting edge or more leading edge internet presence, they just weren't able to keep up. That's what I see. Always very reputable folks. I did buy stuff from them too. So anyway, that's my story.
Come in. Very good. Because I read that they're only number two to HRO. So is this just one off, or could this be indicative of our ham retail? I mean, anybody's guess is just want to hear what the group had, because like I said, I don't have active in the amateur looking for feedback. Back to net.
Yeah, there was a comment.
Yeah, this is David, N8MAR. I purchased quite a few things from AES in the beginning of my amateur radio experience, and As time went on, I realized that they're 5 to 10% higher than a lot of other stores that are out there. Probably the lowest price store is Gigaparts, which sells more than just ham radio. But they may have just been outpriced out of the market. So, you know, there's a lot of, even there's a lot of little stores that just do a great job on price. And for the last 2 years, AES just hasn't been there as far as price goes. Not that price is always the driving factor. They are great people there. Their service was great. But, you know, when you're counting every last dime, it does make a difference. And, Gordon, it's a Heil HM Pro. I just looked it up. N8 MAR.
Okay, that's a newer microphone. I have an HM10, but sounds pretty good. Yeah, it's really kind of funny. When I look at the HRO stores, I can remember when various of them were their own ham radio company, and they were kind of bought out. Like, I'll give you a hint. HRO in Delaware used to be Delaware Amateur Radio Supply. I believe the Burbank store used to be Henry Radio, effective. You know, those kinds of things. So amazing. So I did look at their locations, the AES locations, and probably a non-starter. I'm surprised that, you know, store in Las Vegas won't be a store in Las Vegas. It's not an HRO or an AES, so that might be an opportunity for them, so inclined. Orlando store sounds like a good opportunity, because again, in Florida for AES HRO, so I don't know. It's a question, but the operation's at the end of the month. Thing left, they have a test session advertised for the 30th of July, so bet you that's not going to be happening. Anybody else have anything on this topic?
WI2W.
Mr. Steve.
Well, before the internet, the AES catalog, which was mailed over and over and over, was better than the Sears catalog, for those of you that remember paging through the Sears catalog. I used to go through the AES catalog and read every single page just to see what all the goodies were and what they were all about. And that was a lot of fun in the pre-internet days. I did buy a couple of odds and ends from them, nothing big. Their prices were always high compared to what you could find things for locally or at Amfest. But sad to see them go. There's a long story there. Behind AES, I don't know. I haven't read the ARRL article, but it's a very interesting story. Back to net, K2BAR, WI2W.
Yeah, they're not getting why they're ceasing operations. Their website hasn't been updated at all on any of the store locations, so I'm just kind of puzzled by all that. Alrighty. I remember here there was sort of still is Barry Electronics, but nothing exciting. Of course, we have GAI and we have Advanced Specialties, so it helps a little bit, but it's not quite the environment that we're used to. I think without a strong internet presence, John clearly lives off his internet presence, but the store gives him a local footprint too, and a place other than his garage to do the business. Pardon me. Anything else on this topic? Kai, anything in from you?
Very good. Thanks for all the feedback. It's something to ponder and possibly... Thank you for the feedback. Back to that.
Very well. Okay, Don, who's our next customer, as it were?
I guess it's your question for Charlie, huh?
Okay, so here's my question, and it's very topical for the summer. My friend Gers, KD2CKI, has bought a boat, I think 4 or 6. It's got a cockpit, sheltered cabin. Pardon me, it's got a cockpit and a sheltered cabin below. Mooring spot up at the Nyacht Club. Now, he's working on just getting himself squared away with using it. And he really, really wants to have HF radio in there. He's going to have a lot. So I'm kind of curious, you know, sailboat, it's a mainsail on a jib, that's all. Just curious as to what might consider in the way of antennas and what radios, get your opinion. And where do you keep your boat is the other question.
Okay, WE2R. Typically, if we're HF on a sailboat, the backstay, the guy wire going from the top of the mast to the transom is used as the antenna, the hairy insulator, and I'm not sure how you feed it, but with a tuner, I guess. Radios, I don't know. Just remember, it's going to be in a hostile environment, so you want something rugged. I guess one possibility is to buy a marine radio, a marine cover the whole frequency range. But I don't know much about it, other than to just get a reliable, tough radio. Hopefully stand up to take a beating. Does that help you, Gordon?
Question about the backstays. So you mentioned I'll need a big insulator. That's because of the mechanical issues involved, but so I want to insulate it from the transom, and I want to insulate it from the main mast. Is that the idea?
Yes. And also, there are grounding considerations.
Yes, there are. Usually there's a grounding plate in the stern somewhere, usually associated with forward engines that... That might be mounted there, or even an outboard engine if they had such an. I think he's got inboards, but the bottom line is that the screw's got to come to some mounting point. So my gut feeling is that's probably grounded there. Yes.
It's a QBV mobile.
I'll defer to the other station.
Hi, Joel. K2QBV. Well.
If you are with a group or an ad or whatever, I had a boat. Just let me ask you, I'm just listening, it wasn't clear to me. What band, what frequency is he interested in?
Probably 40 and 20.
I use dynaplates, so I was just wondering, okay. I have a whip antenna, but he has a sailboat, I didn't have a sailboat. Alright, I'm just curious if I could follow along. Thank you, Gordon.
And to NPR. NBR, John Go.
McGraw-Hill publishes a book, spiral-bound, titled Marine Amateur Radio. Talks about selection, installation, licensing, and use, and, you know, from A to B, or A to Z, I should say. And we're thinking about it. It's probably a little expensive. I think I paid, looking at the receipt here, $12 or $15, something like that. I can't quite make it out. But anyway, it's well worth the investment. It's you know, for whatever it is, up to, I don't know, $10-$20, something like that. It talks about powerboats, sailboats, and grounding issues for all of the above.
Okay. And I found it. And it's published by the United States Power Squadrons. I'm going to buy him a copy of that. And... yeah, it's amazingly expensive if you don't buy a used copy. New versions cost $43, and ones cost $7. Say I want to get Gers some topic. That's good. All right. I also noticed in the same query, I got the Radio Operator's Handbook by the U.S. Marine Corps. That's always I've read that before. Full edition's big $3. All right. Good references. Anybody else? Don.
Yeah, well, I want to thank a friend of mine out of night. Just this.
Yeah, he's got a view of some sort. Exactly sure. I think he's set. So we'll figure something up for him. Wait, anybody else have any ideas?
WE2R.
Charlie.
You know, just a simple solution to get a vertical and clamp it onto the railing in the back of the boat. not as good as a long wire, but way to get on the air.
Sure. Not a bad thought. Right now he doesn't have a radio. He doesn't have a general license. No, so there's a couple of gaps he's got to cross, but we'll help him with this.
Can I mention something? K2QBV mobile.
K2QBV?
Well, when you Google up to Nyack, I don't live that far away. I'm two towns over. Okay?
Okay, that's good to know. I won't be going there real soon, but, I'm not the boat owner, but tend to visit Mr. Gerzon. While it's still warm this summer, have to get through the roller hockey season. That seems to be the middle part of August.
Well, I'm in Pomona now. I moved. So let me know if you hear me on the radio. K2QBV mobile.
Okay. Hey, speaking of which, let me switch gears a little bit here and point out that I will be mobile going to Florida via North Carolina and friends of ours in North Carolina for 2 days and visit Noel for 2 days in Ocala, Florida, before we head to southwestern Florida. So if you're so inclined, you can track me on APRS.fi. Just enter in the search box W2 Tango Tango Star and come up with a bunch of options. Look for the ones with the most recent updates. It will probably be two. One will be -2, which is my mobile rig, -9, which will be my APRS droid, my phone. There might be another one, which is my tablet, if I flip to that. But the point is that get a reasonable fix on where I am, and you're more than welcome to send me a message on the -2 or the -9, and we should see it eventually. Or if you have my cell phone, you can always text me. Will have 40 meters with me, and happy to give people a go inclined that in mind as well. All right, any more on the subject of this boating adventure?
Yeah, W2R.
Go ahead.
I once actually had a contact from my boat when tied up at the dock, and I just used one of the halyards to hoist up a long wire to the top, towards the top of the mast. Not underway, that's one way to get on the air quick and easy. This is WE2R.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You just hoisted a wire up on the halyard, huh? That would work. Now, assuming that his mast is metal, and I'm assuming it is, I have to believe that's going to be a little bit of a competition, yes?
I'm sure, but we didn't sweat the details.
Yeah, a wise decision by any measure. Alrighty. Just trying to get the excess humidity down off the windscreen here. It's pretty intense. Alrighty. Anybody else? Mr. Don.
Yeah, well, he...
I believe he has that on board already.
I'm going to say that's a...
Yeah, he's pretty much operating in a coastal kind of situation. I mean, his longest sail so far has been from a river up off the Delaware, South Jersey, around Cape May and up by Atlantic City to Port Liberty that last fall, and did it in like 3 days just to take his time. And more recently he moved his boat from Port Liberty up to Nyack.
N2OEL timeout. N2OEL timeout.
Alright, anybody else? Alrighty, folks, I think I'm going to call it quits. So I want to thank everybody for their contributions tonight. It has been fun and interesting. Ran just short of an hour, which is not too bad. I will need someone to run the net next week, as I will be away. I'll return the following week, but hopefully someone will run the net next week and have a good time. I know Jeremy's roller hockey team in Florida. We'll see what happens. Anyway, alrighty. On that note, 73 and fine evening, and thank you everyone for patience. Don, thank you for logging for me. Alrighty, on that note, the CAR W2TTT returning normal amateur radio use. Wishing everybody a fine evening and a good one. I'm sorry, Noel, are you still there?